by Mandala Effect. Then we heard Ceremony, a track by Liquid Stranger and Closey. After that was The Flutemen by Chambra. We heard Shiva Machine by Shiva Tree and Man Machine. Mandala by Ethnotech was after that. That ended a bit of a psytrance run. Snuck in two tracks, Inner Vision by Nanda and Eagle Sun Dub featuring Lorenzo. Finished up with a trance track, Kick Bass Acid Loud by Simon Patterson. That brings us to right now. It is now 11 o'clock. Time of the night when it changes. From the syncopated beats of electronic air into another kind of sound, a bit more obscure and strange. Going to start out with Coil from The New Backwards, a track called Fire of the Green Dragon. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Buddha Bomb, having lots of fun.
Which art in heaven,
humble words.
Shall fight on the beaches,
trenchant.
We shall fight in the hills,
trenchant.
We shall never surrender.
Trenchant words, thunder.
Give me liberty,
thundering.
Give me
thundering.
Liberty, won't give me death.
Thundering words.
The strongest words, strongest. The strongest word, strongest. The strongest word, strongest.
Persuasive.
The strongest word.
Expressive words.
The strongest word.
Inspirational words.
The strongest word.
Great.
Is still the word.
Great.
Free.
Great. Grateful words.
Free.
Enlightening words.
Human
words.
The word. Free.
Strongest.
Strongest word. Is still the word free.
Men have lived for words.
Freedom.
Hysteria.
Heavy words.
Freedom.
Men have died for words.
Freedom.
Pointed words. Cities have fallen for words.
Freedom's waiting.
Free.
The right words.
Iraq. Inflammable.
The right words.
Islam. Insidious.
The right words, said Lenin, are worth 100 regiments.
Freedom's waiting.
Impute. Infamous. Chorus.
Scathing words.
You can say four blunt words and a man will hit you in the face.
Words.
Freedom's waiting.
Vitriolic words.
Words.
Sturdy.
Implacable.
Crass.
Sarcastic.
Capable.
Irreconcilable.
A little deluge of adjectives.
Words.
Freedom's waiting.
The strongest word is still the word free.
Free. Believability.
Next to the word free, the best word is new.
Persuasive words.
The best word is new.
At your 7-Eleven, freedom's waiting.
For your kind of morning, it's our kind of freedom.
For you.
Other tested words are mistakes, stop, at last, and don't.
I need a Pepsi right away.
Open it, I tell you.
brand loyalty to feel good about me. Don't know what else to say.
Open it.
And I don't know why. There's a voice inside my head that makes me go out and buy. I buy a Pepsi, buy a Pepsi, buy a Pepsi after drinking some beer. Buy a Pepsi, buy a Pepsi, buy a Pepsi after beating up queers. Pepsi, Pepsi after beating up queers.
Buy Pepsi after drinking some beer.
And so on. Many
of the speakers and... Adam's apple and drinking a glass of water.
No, 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 no.
I don't have it anymore. Well, about 3 months. That's when I began to think of it. I thought it would go away.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Have you been checking your temperature?
Yeah, my temperature's normal.
You've had your appendix removed?
Yes, I took it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it anymore.
Yes, and,
no appendix.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Have you been checking your temperature?
Yeah, my temperature's normal.
You've had your appendix removed?
Yes, I took it out. Yeah.
Have you been checking your temperature? What has been going on?
Oh, about 3 months. That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away. Well, about 3 months. That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away. About 3 months. That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Have you been checking your temperature?
That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away.
That's a long time.
That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away.
That's a long time. That's a long time. How long has this been going on?
Oh, about 3 months. That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away.
That's a long time. Being nausea?
Nausea occasionally, yes. I sometimes wake up nauseated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how long has this been going on?
Oh, about 3 months. That's when I began to think that I thought it would go away.
That's a long time.
Thank you. Thank you. overwhelming majority of Soviet teenagers support perestroika. The leisure time preferences of young people include reading fiction, watching TV, listening to music, and traveling. Their least favorite activities are gardening and growing vegetables.
For 50 years, Vivitar has been the innovator in photography.
Полувековая история Vivitar'a – это история новаторства в фотографии.
And since photographs are an international language without words,
хотя международный язык фотографии международен и не нуждается в словах,
Vivitar is proud to bring you this international radio program with words.
Vivitar с удовольствием воспользуется словами, чтобы открыть для вас эту международную программу.
Good morning to your radio listeners.
Test wave.
In the Washington, D.C. area, call 857.
Now we are discussing the first of your four topics.
Go ahead.
Do wait, please.
And what can you say about the media? Is that the we don't really get the
phone calls
very
clear.
We've happened once before. При тебе я себя чувствую как настоящая женщина. При тебе я себя чувствую как настоящая женщина, which means you make me feel like a natural woman.
New options and alternatives belong to the woman of the 80s.
You all know we have perestroika and glasnost. Wait a minute. We have freedom of speech. Do we have glasnost or not?
And with this greater independence comes a new confidence and a stronger sense of individuality.
Why does everybody wipe their feet on us? We are not responsible for shortages.
Her style and look are important to her because they are uniquely her own.
So tell me, who is?
We are telling you, but you don't believe us.
She wants beauty care products that meet her need for quality, convenience, and flexibility.
We are telling you something and you twist it around.
Making those kind of products require the best that modern science has to offer.
What did you find out?
And a little magic.
Did you go to people's houses?
And Shackley has got what it takes.
Have you found food from this warehouse?
The simple truth is, not enough food is available in the entire country.
How could a thing like that happen?
We in human resources see things our own way.
Speaking strictly as a sales engineer, I think that...
How many times have you locked on your own blinders and thought,
that's not my area?
What's the number one thing on a Smart American's list of things to stock?
The most important thing to buy is toilet paper.
But Nikolai's mother-in-law angrily points out the store doesn't even have any.
There's no ice in the Soviet Union. There's no cold beer.
He became an expert in what didn't work.
I could probably do that with those, but there is no toilet paper in the Soviet Union. This is amazing. No, and we'd all come down with a condition known as Stalin's revenge. A little voice inside me said, Lewis, hurry, find a restroom in a minute.
Now it may be the 8th or the 9th, the 15th or 16th or even the 25th place.
I got in there.
Very funny, very funny.
And it went in toilet paper, and what I wound up doing, when they have ice cream in the Soviet Union, they had to peel the paper off.
Then I really knew I was a pro as I look back on it now, because instead of blowing my stack, I bought it. The government priority that got it for me and said I was entitled to it.
And they're not very clean, they just throw it on the ground.
I had to sell them!
And I went around picking up those little pieces of paper.
You're kidding.
And I've not been able to look an ice cream cone in the face since, I promise you that. But...
You've seen a leader do what a leader ought to do. To listen to the voices abroad in the land and then to respond. To stretch resources. To put corporate objectives in concert with national goals. And to give the customer what he or she has been asking for.
Thank you.
tonight for our I guess our encore, we're going to do a little piece about pieces. Are you ready?
Execute a perfect cut.
Depressed, Andrew.
You can't be depressed. This is the holiday season.
But America's losing its values, Andrew. I just read it in the paper.
Nonsense. I spent my lunch hour at Hastings, and believe me, there are plenty of values there.
Andrew, I'm talking about something much more far-reaching.
I doubt it. The values I saw at Hastings reach to just about every gift item you can imagine. Sweaters, dress shirts, neckwear, sport shirts, outerwear jackets, camel hair sport coats, suits, casual slacks.
Andrew, this is deeper.
Deeper? I don't think you'll find a much deeper value than $32.90 for a soft lamb's wool sweater or $12.90 for a beautiful silk tie.
Andrew, I'm talking about human values.
Well, then you're talking service, and there's not another clothing store with a more helpful staff than Hastings. Real professionals.
But Andrew...
Friendly, unhurried atmosphere, real holiday spirit.
Andrew, we're just on different wavelengths.
That's because you haven't been to Hastings yet. One store where you can find great holiday gifts at great holiday prices.
Well, I guess that is value.
Kind of restores your faith, doesn't it?
Only in America.
Only at Hastings.
This is the Piddle Diddle Report. A 5-hour in-depth report on current issues of substance.
All right, we're back and with more on tonight's C. Elliott Friday and the Soviet Connection. Tonight's report on the Piddle Diddle Report. I'm Doug Piddle. My colleague Peter Diddle is away on assignment to Howland Island in the Mid-Pacific, and we hope to have a direct phone link to him shortly. Of course, Mr. Friday reclusively resides on Howland Island, where he maintains headquarters for his many enterprises, most notably the Universal Media NetWeb, now the largest international multimedia conglomerate in the world. And Fridol, his pharmaceutical lab, which has been distributing free Mertz tablets in the Soviet Union for months. And I can't be the first one to wonder if they had some effect on current events there. And we've all heard the various rumors regarding Mr. Friday's role in beginning and then ending the recent Soviet coup attempt. It has been alleged that it was a walnut-sized prototype Fridaytronics micro-mini video cam which Gorbachev used to record his denials while a captive in the Crimea. We all saw what he held up at his press conference, wrapped in a hanky to cover the brand name. What's more, there appears to be a great deal of security surrounding some kind of scientific testing going on at Howland Island right now. And we also have reports that many Soviet media officials are now on the island. Could this involve the mysterious trans-infiltration device we've heard so much about, now being developed by Fridaytronics? Is Friday on the island at all? We heard his flying wing left Howland several days ago, taking the polar route towards Russia. Is he dead? No one's heard or seen the man in over 6 years. Well, we're going to try and find out these and other things occurring before and after you hear this. Peter Dill should be calling us soon with his report on the spot from that tiny dot so isolated that it isn't even in any time zone. And in fact, I think this is his call coming in now. Let's check that right here.
Peter, are you there? What time is it?
Hey! Well, he landed! Just a second here. It's fabulous! It's fabulous! It's all green! It's beautiful! It's gorgeous!
What are you going to do next, Peter?
I don't know, but with these new pills, it'll be easy to make up my mind.
Okay. Well, listen,
I'm going to look for some of those Soviet officials, I guess.
Oh, hey! Hang on, Peter.
Okay.
Hang on. Don't go away. Listen, the console is indicating we have a very special phone call here. Could you hang on a minute?
No trouble.
We have a telephone call.
Just a moment, Peter. Let me adjust the scale. All right, go ahead with that call.
Coming into the space network from the White House.
Oh, my God, Peter, this is very special. Listen to this.
We would like to patch them through.
All right, go ahead.
If you would, please, Mr. President, go ahead.
I think your trip is just going to ignite the excitement and the forward thinking for this country, so I really just wanted to call up and wish you the very best.
This godforsaken, lush, green foliage out here, it's right.
Oh, really?
Can you hear Mr. Bush all right?
I'm
wait, he's still on. He's still on. Mr. Bush, are you still there?
I couldn't understand that.
Yes, just a moment.
No.
I thought he was a calm guy out there, you know, and now look at him.
How are you going to do that?
It's great talking to you, and I'll let you go back to work. What's the next thing you've got to do?
That's what I was wondering.
Move forward, I guess. I voted Democratic, you know.
Oh, that's great. I'm sure it'll go well. Sitting right behind my desk is that model you gave me down there, and also the picture of you two guys, and it was there before this phone call, too.
Oh, how about that, Peter? Great
May
deal.
I address the Vice President?
He cut out.
I think it's probably a tribute to the fabulous and magnetic qualities of your personality, supported extensively as I can attest to with my personality. Wouldn't you think?
Oh, Peter, your signal's all jamming up now.
It's Mertz, I think.
No, it's on this end.
Everything looks very great.
Peter! Well, Peter has faded out there. That happens occasionally on these shortwave cellular phone transmissions. I'm sure he'll be back later. He's got our number. And my God, things are a little strange tonight, folks. Kill the ocean, that's one thing I'm still in command of. You're listening to the Piddle Diddle Report. Peter Diddle, of course, you just heard out on Howland Island doing a grand job making his way up towards those lights, hopefully. If he can hear me, towards the lights, Peter. Let's go to a message right now and come back and continue as usual.
This is the American Broadcasting System.
Thank you. I know what I'd like to do in life.
Oh, really?
And it'll take some sacrifice on all our parts because I'll have to train for some years. It'll be worth it.
Bye-bye.
I want to be a member. I want to be a river.
I'll have to train for some years.
It'll be worth it.
Thank you. Langes einatmen. Langes ausatmen.
God put everything on earth. I was just so curious. Now that I have a chance to I'm so sorry. They do cause diseases. I've got a red blood. I'm so sorry.
And on that note, brings us to the end of another Under the Floorboards, the show on every Saturday night from 11 to 12 that features unusual, obscure, and strange things. And some of it's almost musical, but not necessarily so. Ended up with The Registered Nurse's Second Coming by Nurse with Wound. Right before that, Primary Voice, I Write by Yolon Chen. Then we heard the Piddle Diddle Report, Human Values, Where is Friday by Negative Land. Meaning What Exactly by Coil was before that. Voice Inside My Head by Negative Land was before that. We started out this set a while back with Fire of the Green Dragon by Coil. Next up, we have Sleepless Nights, which is a musical variety show, eclectic music, all kinds of music is potentially played on Sleepless Nights. And I'm going to start out, devote the first part of the show to Paul Temple's Radiance Matrix Project, and I happen to have Paul Temple, my musical and interview guest, right here in the KGNU studios.
Good evening, good evening.
Well, thanks for joining me tonight, Paul Temple. Why don't you tell the audience what Radiance Matrix is all about?
Oh, Radiance Matrix. Well, my standard introduction in my concert is my name is Paul Temple. And when I am with this lovely set of Tibetan bowls, which is what I play, we are known as Radiance Matrix. I have a set of 16 tuned Tibetan bowls that, you know, the bowls really have a deep kind of magic to them. They take people into deep meditation. They kind of activate and awaken the heart. They are from an ancient Himalayan healing tradition, made of seven metals. Some of the bowls are actually made while monks are in the room chanting Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum on the full moon. And so I offer what are called deep peace concerts that are very meditative and take people just into a very deep, peaceful space. And I also play flutes, and I also do Tibetan throat chanting, which is the So I do Vajrayana Tibetan chanting with the Tibetan bowls, and it's pretty magical. It takes people into other realms.
Yeah. Well, and you've been involved in many musical projects, but this is your primary one as of, I guess, the last couple of years.
Yeah, I started it in 2014. Before that, I was doing electronic dance music and did a lot of dances with you. That was fun. But yeah, when I got in touch with the bowls and started working with them, they just, everything else fell away. They're very powerful, and I feel like I've really kind of dropped into my kind of quintessential musical path with this. It's very powerful and goes very deep, and it's more than music. It's, there are energies that come through and transmissions that happen, and interdimensional portals that open, and all kinds of things happen in working with the bowls and the Tibetan chanting. So,
yeah. And it seems to fit generally within what I would call sound healing.
Yeah. So, that's a term that's around. I don't use that term in relation to what I do. I call it music. Sometimes I call it nada yoga, which is the yoga of sound. Sound healing, I mean, the man who I get my bowls from, whose name is Saran Shrethra, he's here in Boulder, has a warehouse, and he imports the bowls, and he teaches healing with the bowls. So he has these protocols where, he lays the bowls on their body, or he lays the bowls around people's bodies in particular ways to help heal imbalances in their energy field. And that, to me, is sound healing.
Okay.
But I am hesitant to call what I do healing because, it's a funny dynamic to say, well, I'm going to heal you with my bowls.